with the halachas of a kli shemalachdoi l'issa. A kli shemalachdoi l'issa.
I just gave it up.
Where am I?
You haven't been? Anyone has a bed?
This is Apple
Mom. Everyone says it's 50 shekels.
No, I want my notes actually.
Oh! And the Maisa, a kli shemalachdoi l'issa. We said, for example, is something that Be'etzem does two pu'ulot. It does two actions, a mutter and an osa. Rei mishtamshus of this item is l'issa. For example, a pen. For example, a bow. For example, a microwave. Like it's all of these things. Hammer, very good. All of these things are kli shemalachdoi l'issa. What is the heta of the kli shemalachdoi l'issa? The heta of the kli shemalachdoi l'issa is l'seirich kufoi and l'seirich mekerno. This we already said yesterday. And therefore,
sure, for another
smile. And therefore, if a person, for example, finds on his bed, yes, a wallet, that a wallet is a kli shemalachdoi l'issa. Leave out the fact that he's got no money in right now, or a pen, or a phone that he's not mapped on, and he finds on his bed, what's that halacha? You pick it up, and you move it to where we have to see about today. What halacha is if a person lifts up, what's he allowed to do with it? Baby, the guess. The chazan ish came aboard.
Money,
right?
You're
on mapped on.
Very good,
we'll get
to
it. Like 100 shekels,
you're on
mapped on. The chazan ish, Rabbi Tzai, the Elie chazan ish said that a few, if a person can theoretically shake the muksa from his pillow, he's not muchiyav to do so. And therefore, he is allowed the chaskhila to take the pen, take the phone, take the empty wallet, pick it up, and move it to the side. Right? That's called tzorich mekoymai. How about tzorich kufoy? So kufoy means if I need this item somewhere else, for example the hammer, I need the hammer to use for a butter usage. That would be okay. That would be allowed. Who I didn't know what he said. An alarm clock. An electric alarm clock plugged into the wall is a kli shemalachdoi issa. Therefore, if I need it moved because my head position changed, and therefore I want to move this alarm clock a little bit away, it's about a butter. Why? So goofy. I need this in its different models.
Why? What seems to be turning from goofy to goofy?
So Gufa Tzorik Mekoymai means I need the mokum where the item is standing.
Yeah.
So Gufa means I need this item itself in a different place.
Like a fan, you wanted to put it.
Oh, very good. Excellent, Mattis. How about that? You would have to move the fan?
Yes.
Oh, so first you say why? It's a kli shemalachdoi l'issa, and I'm doing it Tzorik Gufa Mekoymai. It's in my way. I'm allowed to move.
You know this bus on the fan's going to swing?
Oh, we discussed that once.
I heard it.
Discussed
a
big
shiler. I heard it allows you because it's turning anyway. You're just clicking it.
It's a shiler of miso. Miso.
You do both these things out of shinoi, right?
Shinoi, no shinoi. This is no shinoi.
Miso.
Put that toggle on the fan. Okay, boys, let's move on.
The Rebbe was in yeshiva and he told us that I have to do it.
Yeah? Who? No, don't say, because you should remember the exact case. And he said it 100%.
Masala son is making
it. Someone was cold, someone should put on turning.
He knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
No, he did. Well, then they're going to
get out of my skin. You're not going to put it on turning.
What?
You're not going to do that. No, because the thing is, I don't really.
We had a shiur about this myself.
I was here.
No, we're not.
He remembers it.
I remember a shiur, of course.
Oh,
yeah. See, I don't. You remember everything. Back to the website! Sorry, good boy! What if I have another one doing it? For example, I am allowed to pick up this hammer, even if I have a nutcracker in the other drawer?
No.
Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's only a heter if you've got no amatzah. Dahainu, I've got nothing to crack open my nuts. Therefore, I'm allowed to open it that way. Matcha ain't gay. If you have a special key that opens up these things, the sabbatah is going to be awesome. Comes along with Moshe, and the Moshe says, I'm not mechuyav. To be Torah for that purpose only. I'm not mechuyav to go out to Tircha, to go to another room, to go get the item. For example, Rabbi Tzai, I have a fan in the room. I want to move the fan nearer to me. Now, Rega, in the other room, there's a fan over there. Maybe go sit over there. He says, no, I'm not mechuyav to go to so much Tircha to go and find the replacement. Right? I'm allowed to go and use the one that I have in my room. I don't have to go looking for the other room.
If there's something on the chair here and you want to sit here, you don't have to sit over here.
Right, right.
So how much?
If you want to sit there, then if it's absolutely enough community, then I will tell you why not sit over there, why just to sit over here.
Right.
But if it makes, I don't want to sit because I can see the microwave's clock better or the heating better, there's a problem, I'm allowed to do it. Okay? Very good answer. Now, the boy side, Lama Gain Vaita. Ooh, wah, 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 wah. A klisha melachta de'isa. For example, you have a rattle, right? Babies like playing with rattles. Rattle is a klisha melachta de'isa. Why? Because making a noise with a kli that's miyuchad for making noise is an issa of hashmoras kol, which is the issa of creating noise on Shabbat. We discussed it once here before.
So why is being on the table
also?
What's
that?
Why is being on the table also?
Because it makes a noise. That's what it's doing. Very good.
You make a rhythm.
It's
often
to make
a rhythm on the table on Shabbos.
That's what it's supposed to be. With the Shabbos.
I sing on Shabbos, that's in some of the Chassidim, right?
And the Meister, the Chassidim have a little bit more of a Kabbalah from the Munkach Rebbe. And the Munkach Rebbe wants to tie that up for Tzorich Mitzvah, we can be making what's together Tzorich Mitzvah. It's another Shabbos we already spoke about.
It's
a Mishnah Meitzah! That's the devil! Shake the rattle for the baby.
Ooh.
Right? This is the shayla. So then the person can say, that's what tzorich good for you. What does that mean? What does it mean tzorich good for you? That means I need this item. Good, I need the item. Now you say it's only dafka for a child that's crying and needs it.
It's a little chayla.
It can be meikel. Then he's crying and wants the rattle to make him calm. There's a body can be meikel.
Why is it meikel?
Give the baby the rattle. Steer your dang, run your vomit, cook your dog over another. It's awesome to see every dance, to give a child this.
What makes the muksa then? What makes the fan muksa?
Tell me. How's it work?
Electronic.
It's
better for you to shake it and to give it to the child.
No. Best thing is put it in front of him.
A watch is not muksa.
I need this watch.
So, but in essence, it's not muksa, the fan.
It's muksa. It's called a klisha melachta le'issa.
But you need it, though.
Therefore, you're allowed to move it directions. That's all. Okay. Fighter Rabotai. We know.
Do we possibly use the baby rattle?
The best thing is to put it in front of the baby.
But then, what if the baby cries? The baby's too young. But
if the baby mamash cries, it's not posting the hole.
2 weeks ago, right. I was shaking away. Oh, no. The baby stopped crying.
Yeah,
it's a 6 month-old baby. He can't take it himself.
100%. There's a big market to make in that situation. 100%.
Could you put a baby in front of a light switch?
We went to the Someone told me about that. It's a big mishnah. I don't want to get into it right now because it's not our subject. But pashtus is a big problem. You have to know the age of the child, the intelligence of the child. Most people say, it's only three, what's the problem? It's the intelligence of the child that needs a big enough camino. If the child is intelligent enough to know what's going on, it's Badei Osan. You should know the Mishnah Berurah, right? In Sharet Siyan, Simon, Shin, Laman, Dalet, says that we have to kill any father that allows his son to do this. It's a shadow of a Doraisa Mamish. It's a posuk in the Torah that we had last week's parasha, what we say. Parasha destroyed by the Heilig Asher. Now, let's move on. Tzorich Mekayim, everybody says, what does Tzorich Mekayim mean? That means we're like, if I have this fan, or this microwave, or whatever it may be, it's a klisha melachta de'issa. It's in my way, I need to get through. It's 100% mutter. Why? Tzorich Mekayim. Who I didn't, everybody say? if I want to do something with something mutter, and there's a Kedusha Manachal Issa preventing me from doing it, my boy, this is so good gear. You get, for example, a shirt. Now, in the shirt pocket, you have a pen. Oh, now, this pen is what we call a Kedusha Manachal Issa. If that's the case, how can I wear my pen on? How can I wear my shirt on Shabbos? So the place is very good. You pick it out of the pocket, you put it down. Why?
Because I have a
good shilet. Depends what type of pocket it is. Depends on the pocket. We'll get to the shilet of bosses. Leave that bosses for right now. Passage is not. Now, if the meister, I'm allowed to get my pen. Why? Because it's Soyuz Makomai. Why is it Soyuz Makomai? I need the mocking of the pen to be empty. I need my shirt to be empty so I can wear my shirt. The Sabbath is a Soyuz Makomai. Now, my boys, I listen to the shilet. How about if it's not in my way, and I don't need the place where it is, but I don't want it here? For example, someone came over to me on Sunday morning, he told me by Shabbos, he was staying by someone, there was an umbrella hanging on the cupboard over there. Now, we know that umbrella is in Muktzah, right? Because the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Tet Bov tells us that an umbrella is a nicer Muktzah. Why? Because we don't have to put up umbrellas on Shabbos. Mimela. The woman over there wanted to remove the umbrella because, not because she was scared that the child would break the umbrella, because she didn't come to bother for the child opening the umbrella and closing it, so just move it away! Listen, Mutu Asa. And I want to be marking with this, like this. The laws of Klisha Malafi and Issa, that there is a head to move at the Tzorech Gufay and the Tzorech Makaymai, does not give you a head to move it, what we call in Chazal, Muhammad itself. What's Muhammad itself? Muhammad itself means that, for example, I have a digital camera by the windowsill, and the sun is coming down, it's beating on this thing. So a camera is a cliche of the Issa. So Abba can tell me, hey, take the camera. It's Mutter, right? Chas v'sholeh. It's Asagomel. Why is it Asagomel? Because I'm moving it for the sake of the camera itself. And to move a cliche of Malachdu l'Issa for the sake of the camera's sake, it's a gomel, Rabbi says. It's a gomel. So, for example, if somebody has a cliche of Malachdu l'Issa outside, and it starts to rain, and he wants to bring it in, Rabbi says, Mutra Asa. Asa, why? Muhammad itself. I'm doing it for the sake of the Mutra item itself.
Muhammad itself?
Muhammad from the sun itself to the shade. Rabbi says, these questions are already in the test. Next.
Wait, what happened?
Which one? Yeah. Now, so here's the question. I have a Klisha Malachdu l'Issa, I have an umbrella. And it's not in my way, I don't need to use the umbrella, but I don't want it here. Mutu Asa. We're saying good, Rabbi Yisai. Most place him hold, most place him, and Moshe, for example, hold is Asa Gomel. Why? Because that's not goofy, that's not okay.
What?
That is awesome. If you don't want it right there, that's your problem. Too bad. Now, if Shmuel Omar comes along and says, Rega, if a person is embarrassed, guests are going to come in and they're going to see he's got the camera there and he's got his pens all over the place. He's embarrassed. That's going to be mutter. He can then, he's going to be embarrassed,
what?
Move the Klisha Malachdu l'Issa to another place because he's embarrassed that people are going to see them. This lemaisa is going to be mutter. However, I've always said there's another very, very big shiloh over here. Very, very big shiloh. And that is like this. Is that big colour? Should we say colours over here? Say colours over here. I'm scared to say colours. No. I have a very same colour from the Heiligen Rabbi Falk Schlitter. Happens to be in the United States. So I always say, now the Meister, you have to know, there's a tremendous, tremendous school in this. Yeah. Tremendous school for a fellow that nobody's mastering to it, but he's the only one that's Mako, and that is, he tainers. When do we say that it's offer to move a cliche monopoly, so that's when I'm moving it for the sake of the item itself? But if I move, let's see what I say. If I'm moving the cliche monopoly, Issa, for the Tzorech Shabbos needs, then it's mutter. For example, he would say, if you're tidying up the room and it bothers you that you have your camera or your pen or the fan or whatever it may be in this mockery, so you have a Klisha Malachdu l'Issa, you want to get rid of it. Most people can say, utter. It's not like Gufa, it's not Makaima, it's utter. Comes along Rabbi Fowl, because there's no, it's Mutter. It's Mutter. Why? Because when do we say Nochomor Rabbi Isa? When do we say that Eklisha Rabbi Isa is utter to move the Shemich itself, Muhammad itself, the item, to take the camera out of the rain, out of the sun? But if I'm doing it so Shabbat, that's me. That's the answer for me. It's a mother is more to the Maisons of Gufal. But the Maisons, you have to know, a lot of poskim were machmen that, and they were not maskim to that at all. Now, Rabbi Isai, we're going to stop here for a minute, just to, maybe we should continue a little bit. Rabbi Isai, we'll give a few definitions of a klisha melachta le'issa, and then we'll start the money-giving out process.
Take
a long time.
All
the checks.
Nice. Nice.
Don't drop them. They might
bounce. Nice. Okay, right, so I have a list over here. Compiled a list for the oil. A very small list of just a few things that are klisha melachta le'issa. Rabbi Isai, are you ready for this?
Wait, hang on.
A strainer, a sieve, a grater, a rolling pin, a mixing bowl, a frying pan, a barbecue grill, pots.
What?
Rabbi Isai, empty pots for a klisha melachta le'issa.
Why?
Because they use four.
Cooking.
Rabbi Isai,
why is a mixing bowl klisha melachta le'issa?
Because they used oil to lessen it.
What about a salad bowl?
A salad bowl is much shorter. Rabbi Isai, next. Disposable aluminum foil pans.
This is called a klisha melachta le'issa. Why?
Huh? What do you do with these disposable foil pans? You put them in the oven and you cook. That's an issa.
You use it for like ice cream.
Rhyme is used for what?
Cooking. You use it
roasting.
For ice cream.
Again, mostly for nothing. Rhyme usage defines the item.
It's more, it's worse than klisha melachta le'issa, sir, because there's no use for it. It's like, books and rocks,
Now, the voice of Adam, when I said a pot is mukta, a pot is only mukta without food. If a pot, a frying pan, has food in it, it's 100% mukta to move it. But once you've emptied it from the food inside the pot, then that's going to be mukta, Rabbi Isai.